Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Great day today.
What makes you say that?
In case you missed it, today is National Pumpkin Day.
It's National Pumpkin Day.
How do you celebrate?
What do you do?
I'll tell you what I don't do.
What we don't do.
We don't throw our pumpkins.
In observance of National Pumpkin Day,
we paint our toenails to look like pumpkins.
Pumpkins, huh?
Sounds like fun.
Great. Let's do it.
Showtime.
Good morning to you. It's 6:05.
Good morning, Annie.
Good morning.
Chase is off today. It is National Pumpkin Day. We'll celebrate without Chase. A pumpkin, by the way, is a fruit, not a vegetable.
Oh, wow. Does that mean that like a pumpkin spice latte is a smoothie?
Good point. It's a valid question. We'll dig into that and much more as the show presses on at 6:05. Luke and Eric.
I was a third string dreamer on a second play.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:23, odds and ends time. There's a new gadget that you can get now. It's called the Power Volt. Evidently, these things are selling like crazy around the country. I've never heard of it. That's why I'm telling you about it. You can save 90% on your electric bill with this little box.
Ooh, I need that.
The thing is, appliances draw more power than they need because of the way the power comes into your house. And the way it's regulated, this device stops overuse of power and regulates the flow of the power. It does not change what the meter reads. It's completely legal. It simply increases the efficiency of the electricity you use. It costs around $40.
Worth it.
It's a box. I would say it's about the size of a mobile phone, but thicker. And you just plug it into the outlet nearest your junction box, your breaker box.
Wow, I really like that.
The Twitter account of Donald Trump was, it wasn't hacked last week, but it was accessed by a guy who guessed his password correctly. His Twitter password was MAGA 2020, M-A-G-A 2020.
Oh my gosh.
So Victor, the guy who did the discovering of the password, did not hack Trump. He alerted Homeland Security to the weak password and suggested that they make that stronger.
So, like, did he just start typing it saying, let me see if I can guess this, and then I'm just going to let them know that I didn't hack into it? I don't know.
That's exactly what he did. He just wanted to see if he could do it. And
sketchy.
He did it. The face mask that kills germs. Now, this is not something that's designed for you, although I suppose you could get it. It was designed by MIT scientists. It is battery-powered and heats up to 194 degrees and kills the coronavirus on contact. It's made of copper mesh and is designed to be worn by medical professionals in areas where the coronavirus is super bad. I guess that the elements built inside the mask, which is curved to fit your face, the little tiny elements are the ones that heat up. Still seems to me like that would be hot on your face.
Definitely, but can you imagine like inventing that? People are so smart. Where do they come up with this stuff?
At MIT.
Oh, okay.
That's where they come up with it.
Right, right.
DW Home has a Thanksgiving candle. You can Google this. It costs $18. It smells like mashed potatoes and gravy with hints of sage, sweetened with cranberry sauce.
I have a look of disgust, but I honestly say if it smells like a Thanksgiving meal, I would burn it.
I don't care for candles that smell like food. I like the candles that... If I'm going to smell food, I need to know it's in the kitchen ready for me to eat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Not teasing you.
Right. We're in the home stretch of the hang. The high, the hurt, the shine, the sting. Every little thing. Wake up with the Wolf Show. So I'm looking for a scary movie to watch here the other night, and I'm thinking, well, see what I go something new, go something older that I've already seen that I know is scary. And in the process of doing that, I got to thinking, how much money are these things making? And what are the biggest grossing movies? And you can only look at this by money. And the unfair thing about that is that it's because of inflation, the top movies are going to be the newer movies. You know what I'm saying? Because movie tickets are more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't bother to run the adjusted for inflation list, but I wanted to run the ones. I bet you that you could not guess. You might guess one in the entire top 10.
I don't even know. I want to say Halloween, but all maybe right. Even like the Rob Zombie version, okay?
All right. Halloween, the original, is number 34 on the list.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. I'm going to give you the top five grossing horror movies of all time, and you just think in your mind, is that even possible?
Okay.
Because I think maybe you've seen most of these, all right? Or maybe you haven't. I don't know. Number five, World War Z. Did you see this movie? It was Brad Pitt was in this movie. It was a zombie movie. It was 2013. It wasn't that long ago.
It sounds familiar. I never saw it.
$540 million. Number four, I Am Legend. Did you see that?
Classic. I love it.
Number four was I Am Legend. Number three, War of the Worlds. Are you kidding me? I'm talking about the one with Tom Cruise in it. Terrible.
Right.
Number two, The Sixth Sense. I see dead people.
I feel like that was like one of the first scary movies of my memory. You know what I'm saying? It was so big when it came out.
That was 1999. It made $672 million. And two of the creepiest scenes in that movie, I'll just quickly tell you. Number one was when the bicyclist was right outside the window of the car when he was explaining to his mother that somebody had been killed in the accident ahead that was blocking traffic. And number two, when the kid in the kitchen walked away and he had that gunshot wound in his head. Two of the creepiest scenes in that movie. That movie was more creepy than it was scary to me. And by the way, who figured it out before the end? Not me. Had no clue, didn't know nothing until the ring hit the floor. I felt so stupid. And number one, it's unbelievable to me that this is number one. It is the number
original?
One. No, the most current iteration of the movie It is the number one grossing horror movie of all time. It was put out by New Line Cinema, who puts out a lot of horror movies. It was only 2017. It grossed $700 million. That's so far. So that's number one. But the ones you think of are not in there. I would think somebody would go, Exorcist. The Exorcist was number 10. It was number 10. Chase's favorite, The Nun, number 19.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like you said, inflation makes up for all that, which is crazy to think. Yeah.
So anyway, those are the top ones. I couldn't believe it. First of all, I can't believe how much money people spend on that stuff to begin with. I just don't go see them. I only do it this time of year because it's kind of fun to be scared this time of year.
Right.
Are you one of them girls to pee us off the butt?
This good life, spreading those good vibes. Good morning to you from the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Annie, you're up first.
So, I gotta say, I think my good vibes are stemming from the fact that Chase is not here today,
driving me
nuts.
Got him.
Yeah.
Guarantee he's under his blankets right now. He ain't up.
Probably not.
he's getting some good sleep vibes about right now. I want to tell you about a friend of mine who moved to a little town. He lives in a little town in Vermont. And he grows these little miniature, like these small pumpkins. They're about the size of a, I don't know, they're not, they're bigger than a softball, but not as big as a bowling ball. Kind of picture where that is?
Yeah, they're the cute size.
Yeah, and he, he gives them to all the little kids, and he has these things on his bicycle. He puts them in his bicycle thing, and these things he's got on the sides of it, and he delivers the little pumpkins to the little kids.
Aww.
And he gives them markers and stuff to mark on them so they don't hurt themselves carving pumpkins or trying to punch holes into pumpkins and stuff like that.
You said this is your friend?
Yeah, he's. I used to go. I went to school with him, and he decided to move to Vermont about 10 or 12 years ago, bought this place, and he just grows vegetables and has some fruit trees and sits on the porch and watches the leaves change.
That's just so sweet, Dale. Yeah. And, you know, just when I thought you didn't have any other friends besides Chase.
I know. There's one more. There's one more. And he was smart enough to move to Vermont. So he's not around me at all.
See the way you take.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf, Luke Combs, Better Together, 7:13 now. Coming up about 7:25, we're going to be talking about creative homemade costumes or creative costumes you may have seen somewhere. It doesn't have to be homemade, but homemade costumes are always cool. And I know that Danny's a big fan of the homemade costume. And
I live by the homemade costume.
You already decided what yours is this year?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're just, and I haven't even started on it yet, Dale. Oh.
Running out of time, girl. This Saturday night. It's Halloween night. Are you going to a party or are you just going to go walking around the neighborhood with the kids? What are you doing?
We're going to do family pumpkin carving, neighborhood trick-or-treating, and then going to a party. So it'll be a full day.
All right. Your ideas for creative homemade costumes or cool costumes you've seen. You don't have to be the one who made it, but if you saw somebody in a costume and said, whoa, that's a great idea. We want to hear about it. You can text or call at 680-WOLF. We'll discuss that at 7:25.
The Wolf.
Hey, what are you up to?
I'm just at home doing a puzzle, getting some groceries from Publix.
Wait, you're at home?
New Country 93.1, The Wolf, Wake Up at the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Chase taking a couple days off. Let's talk about creative, great costume ideas. There's so many of them. I see so many good ones I could never think of myself. I don't know why, but I'm not very good at that. Is your costume idea right now a secret, Annie? Is that a secret? It is a secret?
Fear. I don't think anybody's going to like steal it. I think I like to keep the element of surprise.
Okay. All right. If you have ideas, we'd like to hear from you. 680-WOLF. Or post them up. It doesn't have to be something you've made. It could be something you've seen and went, whoa, I wish I'd thought of that. Let us know what it is. We want to know. 680-WOLF is the number. Yes. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hi, I was calling about the Halloween costume.
Okay, let's hear it.
My friend's going to a party, and she said all the couples were going as a pair, and she didn't have anyone to, like, dress up with, so I told her to go as a red solo cup.
Creative.
Pretty sharp. See, people are so creative. I must not have a creative bone in my body. I would never think of something like that ever. Hats off to them. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye. See, I couldn't do it. I would never have been able to come up with that.
I think it sounds like I said ew, but I thought, I don't know what it, well, I was really excited about it. I thought that was a really clever idea for someone to go solo, to be a solo cop.
Here's some ideas. If you could take a pair of jeans and either hot glue or double stick tape the sweet and sour Smarties to them and go as Smarty Pants.
Oh.
Maybe carry a book, put on a pair of glasses. See, the problem is I'd eat half my costume, though.
Right.
I'd eat the Smarties. Because I love Smarties.
I got to say, probably one of my favorites was when I don't know, I like any kind of homemade Halloween costume, not even if there's like a lot of creativity behind it, but if you're making it yourself, I think that's the coolest thing. I was a gypsy one year, did all the crazy makeup, bought the contacts to wipe my eyes out, had a crystal ball, the whole shebang. It was really cool, and I've been, you know, to the castle for quite a few of their parties, and you see a lot of cool stuff out there. And one of my favorites I saw was a headless, like the person carrying their own head. I don't know how they make that costume or make that work, but it is so cool.
Yeah, you'd have to make fake shoulders. You'd have to have some eye holes, somehow put some sort of mesh or screen where you could see out of when you were. That'd take some time. That's not a last minute costume.
Not at all.
That's something you got to plan for. Hey, here's an idea too. The Instagram dog filter. You just make the screen out of that foam board, like a poster board, and you put the little dog stuff on your face. You just hold up the board. You got the cutout in the board, and you're in it. That'd be pretty quick to make.
Yeah, I love the quick ones too, the easy.
If you're looking for some quick costume ideas, there's tons of them that you can do from creative people all over the internet. Men in black, just a couple black suits, black ties, black sunglasses, if you're going as a couple. Smart cookie. Take cookies and put them on a cap and gown, put them on, and you're done. You're ready to go. And look, that's the lazy man's way, which I am. I'm not going to put a lot of effort and thought into a Halloween costume. I won't do it. I'd like to think I'm that kind of person, but I'm not going to do it.
I think I'm going to wear some kind of a button down shirt and trouser pants and put my hair back in a ponytail, have six dogs on a leash and call myself Megan from Bridesmaids.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. The laziest one I ever did was put a pair of headphones around my neck, grab a handful of records, and go as a disc jockey.
Oh!
I did it. Guilty.
She said, baby, do you ever miss being
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. There's Parma Lee and Blanco Brown, just the way, talking about fun Halloween costume ideas that you've either made or you've seen. You don't have to have made them yourself, but if you've seen them at a party or you've seen them somewhere else, thought, oh, that's a great idea. We'd like to hear about it. You can text or call 680-WOLF or post it up on social media. Here's a good idea. Hawaiian punch, pair of boxing gloves, Hawaiian shirt, t-shirt, maybe a couple of Lays, a funky straw Hawaiian hat. Boom, Hawaiian punch.
And every time you walk into a room, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or was that Kool-Aid? That's Kool-Aid, right?
Oh, gosh. I forgot.
Remember Kool-Aid? Oh, yeah. Kool-Aid's here. Bringing you fun. Yeah, that's good. That's harder to make, though. You got to make that pitcher. Because you like a big pitcher, you got to make. That's a hard one to make.
I like a good challenge.
Yeah, but you got to have time. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're in trouble. I got to be honest with you. You haven't even started yet. It's Monday. You're in trouble.
I'm going to tell you, it's going to take a little bit of work, but not much, enough that I can pull it off if I go to Goodwill today.
Well, you got to make your move today then, because let me tell you, girlfriend, Saturday's Halloween, and you better be ready by then. You can't be coming on Friday going, oh, man, it's Friday. I haven't even done anything.
I'll be ready. It's going to be so easy to do. We had someone text in. They said that it's one of the ones I love so much because it's simple but makes so much sense. Identity thief. They dressed in all black, stuck a bunch of those hello, my name is stickers on them and wrote names on them.
I got to be honest with you. I think that's very good. I love that. I would definitely do it. If you're last minute, that's a fun one to do. And I also like the idea of the, some Instagram filter where you just can quickly make the frame out of that foam styrofoam board you use for projects in school and then cut the hole out for yourself in the center, the square hole.
I'll give you one easier, and it's a couple's costume.
All right.
The girl goes as her pretty self with one of those filters that has hearts around it or whatever. They make a little headband with the hearts to have them around them. The girl goes as herself. The guy goes as the same thing with a wig and makeup or whatever, and it says before filter. After filter.
Oh, I like that one. I like that one. That's a good one. It's a good tip, Annie. 7:40 now. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Chase taking a few days off. It's 7:43 now. It's Monday, October 26th. Only 5 more days till Halloween.
The Wake Up with the Wolf Show salutes. Oh, Keener, that's how you say it. Keener, North Carolina, population 811.
Salute!
93.1 The Wolf, with more new country for Asheboro, Greensboro.
New country, 93.1 The Wolf, wake up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie Chase. Chase taking a few days off at 7:54. It's time to whoop it up.
'Cause it's birthday time. It's a time for joy.
are celebrating today, you share your birthday with Hillary Clinton, who's 72. Seth MacFarlane, who's 46. And if you don't know who Seth MacFarlane is, he does like three of the voices, four of the voices, all the voices on Family Guy.
Yep.
Keith Urban is 52. Pat Sajak, 73. John Hader, I think it's Hader, not Heater. I'm not sure. He's 42, but he played Napoleon Dynamite. So can I have some tots?
Yeah, gotta get your tots. I'm freaking starving.
Right. Carrie Ills? He played Wesley in The Princess Diaries.
I always see his name and I'm like, wait a minute. How do you say that? So I just don't.
Right, right. So yeah, Carrie's his name.
Carrie. Okay.
Yeah, there we go. And lastly, Rita Wilson, who is Hank Wilson's, right? Hank Wilson? Is that his name?
No, you got a lot of things confused. No, you got a lot of confused. That is Tom Hanks' wife.
Thank you.
Hank Wilson.
I got the Hank part right. I haven't had coffee yet. Anyways, Rita is 63 today.
Hank Wilson.
Local birthdays for you. Neil Lineberry of Jamestown, Emily Jennings of Winston-Salem, Desiree Smith of Ashboro, and our friend Corey Oden of Greensboro. Happy birthday, girl. Get your special day in now by going to the website, 931wolfcountry.com. And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's 8:05. Time to head off to the land of law and order. It's Nimrod News time on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Well, this lady in Florida, of all places. Imagine something like this happening in Florida, first of all. I don't know what's going on down there. But according to the Lee County Sheriff's Department, 32-year-old Autumn Nicole Fields, what an appropriate name for this time of year, Autumn, chased her victim with a knife and a fire extinguisher before pulling the fire alarm inside Lover's Key Beach Club condominiums. The fire alarm activated the overhead sprinkler system, of course, and saturated the hallways of 9 floors of the condominium with water. She went on a crazy spree spraying her fire extinguisher spray and wielding her knife. The overall damage to the condominium is estimated at $300,000.
Ooh.
During a search warrant of the Florida woman's condo, deputies found 4.67 grams of meth. Fields was arrested and is facing charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. She had the knife and the fire extinguisher. Criminal mischief of $1,000. Grand theft of a fire extinguisher because she stole it and took it for a purpose other than putting out a fire.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, the meth possession charge. Let's not forget that one.
Right.
So the cops come. She starts swinging the knife, spraying them with the fire extinguisher. And all this is going on while water is flooding the condominium complex.
Is she physically able to swing a knife and spray a fire extinguisher? Don't you need two hands for
She's super meth head. I don't know, man. Yeah. Crazy.
I ain't rich.
New Country, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Andy Chase. Creative Halloween costumes, not necessarily one you may have done yourself or made yourself, but one you may have seen and went, whoa, that's a good idea. Post them up on social media or text or call at 680-WOLF.
I'm calling in about the Halloween costume.
I want to hear what's yours. What you got? What's your idea?
Well, you wear a button-up shirt, some Daisy Dukes, cowboy boots, cowboy hat on backwards, and you call it the reverse cowgirl.
Oh, did you?
Whoa.
Oh, I like it. You are so naughty. I love it. All right, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Hey, bye.
This is the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. 93.1
The Wolf. New music from Sam Hunt. It's Breaking Up Was Easy in the 90s. See, listen, get some steel guitar in the end of that there.
Nice.
Sam Hunt, another creative song, I got to tell you. And, of course, Sam continuing his signature where he goes along and he'll be singing a little bit, and then he'll talk some because that's how he does it. He gets the hook. Then he'll sing some more. And after he's finished singing some more, he'll start talking again because that's him. That's how he does it, man. That's
real smooth, too. He's got that. It's almost like a smooth talking rap kind of thing.
Yeah. Breaking Up was Easy in the 90s, the name of the song. Hey, coming up about 8:30-ish or thereabouts after we do the five things, we're going to be flushing stuff today. And we're going to be flushing, or not flushing, fun-sized candy bars. We keeping them, or are we going to flush them? A fun-sized fun or a fun-sized not fun? All right. I know if Chase were here. He's off today. Chase says fun-sized, not fun. You got to have a full-size. Give me...
And now it's time for
five things you need to know.
Well, happy Monday. Back again. Here we are. Five things you need to know for Monday. And with Chase being out, I guess I'm going to sit here and try to fill in and do the best and give us five things of justice they deserve. So here's what he left for me today. Walmart tweeted out that store hours for their big store and the Walmart neighborhood markets are going to be extended and will be open from 7 a.m. until 11 p.m. It gives people more time to shop and to spread out all that traffic because Walmart has been packed lately. And they're still going to host that special shopping hour on Tuesday mornings for people 60 and up.
And a lot of people that are in that age group are going, why don't you give me another time besides that? I don't want to have to get up and get dressed and get out and drag myself over there at that time in the morning.
And I'm thinking to myself, if they open up at 7, what does that mean for the early shoppers on Tuesday? They're going to open up at 6 for them to come and shop? Gosh. Sadly, the Winston-Salem Veterans Day Parade has been canceled due to the COVID, but the city of Winston-Salem is encouraging family members to post about the veterans in their lives on social media. They want them to use a hashtag WS Loves Vets, and the city will share those throughout November and also dedicate some special things to the veterans in our lives. I gotta say, I'm pretty excited about this. I've been begging for it, just like the Starbucks in Kernersville. Finally, Chick-fil-A sauces are coming to the grocery store. And oh, come on, Dale.
It's not that good. People just, it's not.
Oh, I have like 8 containers of Chick-fil-A sauce right now in my fridge. So having a big one is going to be awesome. Anyways, the coolest thing about it, there'll be 16-ounce bottles. You'll find them like Publix, Walmart, stuff like that. But the best part is that 100% of the royalties from the sauces sold are going to be donated to the company's scholarship program. And that helps to pay for like all the employees' education. So it's a double win there, I think. You know, I think that's really cool.
Wonder what it's going to sell for a bottle. Just curious.
I say if it's 16 ounces, I think they're going to do like $8.75. I know it sounds ridiculous, but that's what I'm thinking.
All right.
And I cannot believe this, okay? The Charlie Brown holiday specials are not going to be on TV anymore. Mm. They are only going to be on Apple TV Plus. They can be streamed for free, so I guess you could get like their free trial and binge watch them all really quickly. But they're spreading out the dates of each one of them into specific windows of time when you can view them.
I think a lot of big fans of those specials bought the box set when they came out. You could buy a box set early on. Even back in the VHS days, they came out with a box, and then the DVDs, you could buy all the movies in a set. I think a lot of the big fans bought that. But, man, I can remember when I was a kid checking that TV guide, man, wanting to see when that came on because I'm going to be sitting right there, especially Christmas time. I wasn't that big on Thanksgiving special, but I loved Charlie Brown Christmas.
I did too. And, you know, that's my family. We always gathered around and kind of watched it last minute. Weren't even thinking about it. So it sucks that, you know, and it includes all of them, the Great Pumpkin, the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, and the Charlie Brown Christmas. Lastly, a super nerdy fun fact for you. Did you know Buzz Aldrin's mother's maiden name was, in fact, Moon?
I did not know that, but that is fascinating.
Pretty out of this world, huh?
Who knew that the second man to set foot on the moon, the first moon mission, his mother's...
Flushing stuff.
Stop being so disappointed, Dale. It's a no. I hate that. All right, 8:37. We're flushing stuff. Fun-sized candy bars. Are we keeping them or are we flushing them over first to you, Annie?
I'm going to have to say let's keep them, okay? Number one, I'm on a diet, so if I buy those...
So we're turning this around so it's all about you now.
Of course, that's how we always do it. All right. Duh. Okay, right. So, yeah, I'm on a diet, and so therefore, you know, I'm not eating a whole candy bar. I can just get a little bite-sized piece and be happy with it. Plus, you know, the kids can still get candy bars from you, but you're not spending as much to buy them. And screw them kids, man. They getting free candy regardless. Why I'm going to fork out $20 for, you know, a 10 pieces of large candy bars. Yep, nope, screw that. I'm buying the bag of minis.
I'm a no fun size guy. Fun size, no fun. Full size, all the way. Full size candy bars. If you're giving out full size Snickers, I'm at your house. In fact, I'm camped at your house. In fact, I'm going down the street changing costumes, coming back to your house several times. For the full-size Snickers. How about you, 680 Wolf? What say you?
Hey, I think you ought to keep the fun-size candy bars because it's great to see it. Especially the little ones, so you ain't got to give them a full-size candy bar.
All right, so you're saying keep the fun size.
That's it. Keep them.
But make sure Daddy gets the full size.
That's it.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
All right.
We actually had someone just text in and said, do not flush fun-size candy bars. Thank you. They're on my side. They say they are just enough to get rid of a sweet craving, a moment on your lips, a lifetime on your hips. Love my candy. I'm right there with you.
All right. Can I flush the fun-size Three Musketeers because they're terrible?
Yes, any Musketeers are terrible, so flush it all.
Here we go. Flushing the Three Musketeers fun-size. Goodbye. Here they go.
One of them girls.
New Country 93.1, the Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Off down the neighborhood streets we go with some next door news. Annie Camp, what you got?
Yes, the next door app, because when neighbors get to talking, good things happen, or, you know, drama ensues. And anyone with neighbors knows that sometimes our neighbors just do stuff we don't like. They party too loud, or, you know, the dogs bark all the time, or we have those neighbors that really enjoy a little afternoon or evening toke of the wacky tobacco. There's a lady who lives over in the Tredegar neighborhood here in Kernersville, and she is over it, and I dub her Menopausal Mindy. Mm. Now, Mindy has taken to the Nextdoor app to share her discrepancies, and it went something like this. Knock it off, skunk butt! I've considered rubbing durian on the floor to smell anything but. Me and my cat are going through early stage menopause because of it. Now, she's talking about wacky tobacco getting smoked on somebody's porch outside, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You just lit one up at 3:39 p.m. and I'm about to go ape crap. Hugs and kisses from Mindy. So, you can imagine the look on my face when I read that one. I'm like, ooh, Mindy, you crazy. So, durian is banned because it's a fruit. And it's banned because of its overpowering smell. It's, you know, like in public places across Thailand and Japan and Hong Kong. It smells that bad. So the fact that Minnow Mindy here is, you know, saying she can still smell the green over that horrid durian, I'm going to say she's a little dramatic. I think this whole post is a little dramatic. But I got to say, don't be giving Mindy no menopause at 3:30 in the afternoon. Apparently, things are going to go down and go down hard over there in Tredegar.
She needs a hobby to busy herself with.
You know, all I got to say is I really think she might need to just ask that neighbor if she can get some of that sticky green and start toking with them. She might need it to calm down a bit, you know? And I just got to say, Mindy, give it a rest, girl. People are on a budget. They just want to get high. It's the same reason why people drink the cruddy beers and spirits out there, okay?
It's for medicinal purposes only, Mindy.
Right, right. And she might need some medicine for that menopause. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what are you going to do? You can spill your neighborhood beans to me because you know I am here for it. Text me, 336-680-WOLF, or hit us in our DMs at 931-THE-WOLF. We want to know your next door news.
We're in the home stretch, but baby, you and I can't even mess it up, though we both try. No, it don't always go the way we planned it, but the wolves came and went and
Nobody plays more country than 93.1 The Wolf.
She wants to get married. She wants it perfect. She wants her granddaddy preaching the service. Yeah, she wants magnolias out in the country. Not too many people save her daddy some money. Ooh, she got it all planned out. Yeah, I can see it all right now. I'll wear my black suit, black tie out in the back. I'll do a strong shot of whiskey straight out the flask. I'll try to make it through without crying so nobody sees. Yes, you wanna get mad. She don't wanna marry me. I remember the night when I almost kissed her. Yeah, I kinda freaked out. We've been friends for forever, and I'd always wonder if she felt the same way. When I got the invite, I knew it was too late. And I know daddy's been dreading this day. Oh, but he don't know he ain't the only one giving her away. I'll wear my black suit, black tie out in the back. I'll do a strong shot of whiskey straight out the flask. I'll try to make it through without crying so nobody sees. Yes, you wanna get me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!